This is the Aviat Merli of the 3rd of March 2024. Original date, the 21st of November 1998. Today, Babdada is pleased to see his children everywhere because he knows that even though each and every child of his may be a last effort maker, each one is still the most fortunate in the world. By knowing and recognizing the Father, the bestower of fortune, you have become the direct children of the bestower of fortune. No other soul in the whole cycle has this fortune, nor is it possible for anyone to receive such a fortune. As well as this, no others can be as prosperous or as wealthy as you. No matter how much of a millionaire someone might be, no one else can be compared to you in terms of the treasures that you children receive. Because you children earn an income of multi-millions at every step. If you were to stay in remembrance of the Father for one step, two steps, or take a few steps in remembrance of the Father, how many multi-millions would you accumulate in a whole day? Is there anyone else who could earn multi-millions in a day? This is why Babdada says that if you want to see the most fortunate ones of all, or if you want to see the souls who are the richest in the world, then look at the Father's children. You children do not just have the one treasure of physical wealth, whereas those people are wealthy with just physical wealth. You children are overflowing with so many treasures. Do you know the list of your treasures? Physical wealth is not a big thing, but you also have the treasure of this knowledge, the treasure of the powers, the treasure of all virtues, the treasure of happiness, the treasure of the blessings that you receive by showing everyone the path to peace and happiness. No one apart from you godly children receives these imperishable treasures. So Babdada has so much spiritual pride in you children who are the masters of such treasures. Seeing the children constantly full and overflowing, Babdada sings the song, "Wah, children, wah." Do you have such spiritual pride that is intoxication in yourselves? You may clap with your hand. Everybody clapped. Why are you giving both hands this trouble? Clap with one hand. You know how to clap with one hand, do you not? Everything that Brahmins do is unique. Brahmins are very peace-loving. Therefore, it is good to clap peacefully. All of you have this intoxication and will also have it in the future. This is guaranteed. Seeing the fast speed of the transformation of time, Babdada also continues to see the speed of the efforts that children are making. Babdada constantly wants to see each and every child in his stage of liberation in life. All of you issue this challenge to everyone. Come and claim the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life from the Father. However, you have already received the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life, have you not? Or have you not received it? The response came, "We have received it." You will not be able to experience liberation or liberation in life in the Golden Age or in the Land of Liberation. You have to experience the inheritance of liberation and liberation in life now at the Confluence Age. Whilst living this life during delicate times, when the situations, problems and atmosphere are doubly troublesome, you have to remain free from any influence of all of them. While living this life, you have to become free from all of these bondages. Let there not even be a single subtle bondage. Have you become liberated in life to this extent, or will you become this at the end? Will you become this now or at the end? Those who feel that instead of becoming this at the end, you have to become this now, or those who feel that they have become this, or those who feel that they will become this, raise your hands. All raise their hands. You are raising your hands for both situations. You are very clever. You may be clever now, but Bap Dada is now telling you very clearly, attention please. The father definitely has to make each Brahmin child free from bondage and liberated in life. He definitely has to make you this by any method he may use. You are clever to the extent that you know what the methods are you not? You are the ones who have to become this. Whether you want to or not, you will have to become this. What will you do now? The response came, we will become this now. May you have a gulab jamun in your mouth, meaning may this become a reality. Have all of you received a gulab jamun in your mouth? However, this gulab jamun is for becoming free from bondage at this time. Do not eat the gulab jamun just like that. The beauty of this hall is very good. It really looks like a garland from here. When you see it from here, it really looks like a garland. The garland of those who have chairs is also ready. It is good. You have taken chairs at this time due to one reason or another. You have received chairs at this time, and similarly, when Bap Dada blows the whistle for the final moment for you to sit on the chair of liberation in life, you will sit on that chair. Or is it simply fine for you to be just sitting on those chairs now? You may sit on chairs. It isn't that those who are sitting on the floor at this time will not take a chair then. No, it will be you first. To sit on the floor is a sign of tapasya. It is a sign of good health. You have this health and also the wealth of treasures through your tapasya. So where there is health and wealth, there will definitely be happiness. It is good that you are healthy and wealthy. Today, Bap Dada was seeing three types of stage amongst the children. One group is of those who are effort makers. Some are effort makers, whereas others are intense effort makers. The second are those who are experiencing the liberation in life stage as a result of their efforts. However, the last perfect stage is to experience the bodiless stage even whilst in a body. So Baba saw these three stages. He saw a greater number of those in the stage of making effort. The reward of liberation in life is not that you become an instrument at the centre, that you become a good speaker, or that you become an instrument for special, different types of service, according to the drama. That is not the reward for your efforts. That is just a lift to help you move further ahead, and for you to claim blessings from everyone. However, the true reward is that of liberation in life. Let there not be any bondage. You show an image of ordinary who are without knowledge as those tied with so many ropes. Those are actually chains of iron for the souls without knowledge. They are huge bondages. However, for the children who are knowledgeable souls, there are threads that are very subtle and attractive. You no longer have the visible chains of iron, but you do have very subtle and royal bondages. When you look at your own personality, these threads are not visible. You feel your own goodness, but you don't actually have that goodness. But you feel that you are very good and that you are moving forward fast. So Bapdada was seeing that the majority has these threads of bondage in life. Whether you have one bondage or even half a bondage, there are very few who are completely liberated in life. So Bapdada was seeing that according to this account, the second stage is that of being liberated in life. The last stage is that of being bodiless and detached from your body. You have to pay lots and lots and lots of attention to creating this stage, the stage that Baba described. All the children are asking what will happen when the year 1999 comes. What shall we do? What shall we not do? Bapdada says, put aside this question of 1999. From now you have to experience the bodiless stage a great deal. For whatever situations come now and those that are still to come, you need to practice the bodiless stage a great deal. Therefore, put aside everything else, and also put aside the questions of, will this happen, or will this not happen? None of the situations or upheavals can influence the children who practice the bodiless stage. Even though all the five elements of nature may do their best to shake you, those of you who practice the bodiless stage will remain unshakable and immovable and be able to pass with honours. All of the situations will pass by and you will become proof of someone who has passed with honours, the same as Father Brahma. Bapdada has been signalling you from time to time and will continue to do so. You think about many things and you also make plans. You may do so. You may think about these things, but don't think with surprise or amazement about what is to happen. Think about these things while remaining bodiless and a detached observer. Think, make a plan, and then become one with a completely plain stage in a second. This stage is now needed. The bodiless stage will help you to overcome all situations easily. Just as clouds come and go, so those who are bodiless will remain unshakable and immovable and continue to watch the games. Instead of thinking about the last moments, think about your last stage. Bapdada continues to hear news about whatever is happening everywhere. Babdada is also giving congratulations from his heart to the tireless servers. You are serving very well with a lot of zeal and enthusiasm. Continue to do this. However, the balance between doing service and your stage sometimes tilts to one side and sometimes to the other. Therefore, you may do a lot of service, and Babdada does not say no to you doing service. You may do it with a lot of force or drive and enthusiasm. However, constantly continue to keep a balance between doing service and your stage. It takes a little effort to create your stage, whereas service is done easily. This is why the power of service becomes a little greater than the power of your stage. Keep this balance, and thereby continue to receive blessings from Babdada, from all souls who come into a connection or relationship with you, and also from the souls of the Brahmin family. Accumulate a great many treasures in your account. Let the blessings in your account at this time become so full for you souls that from the Copper Age onwards, everyone will continue to take blessings from your images. You have to give blessings in many births, but you have to accumulate these blessings in just this one birth. So what will you do? Constantly keep your stage ahead of you and continue to move forward in service. Do not think about what will happen. For Brahmin souls, everything is good, and everything that is to happen will be good. However, only for those who keep a balance is it constantly good. If you lack this balance, then sometimes everything is good, and sometimes everything is not good. Did you hear what you have to do now? Do not think about these things with a question mark or an exclamation mark. Don't think, will this happen? Or perhaps this will happen. It makes your stage fluctuate. Do you understand? The group of foreigners stand up. Babdada loves one speciality of the foreigners. What is that? All of you have a lot of zeal and enthusiasm to make a place for Baba in every corner, and you have done that practically. How many new centres have you established this year? The response was 12 to 15. You have good enthusiasm for giving the message everywhere. This aim is very good. You have a very good aim of making someone an instrument wherever you go. This is your speciality. Each one of you offers yourself as much as you can to become an instrument for service, and you also do this practically. You all feel there should be Baba's home in every house. This zeal and enthusiasm is very good. Therefore, Babdada is congratulating you in advance to move forward with zeal and enthusiasm. Babdada says to the foreigners, that is, to the children who are instruments for world benefit, you children from abroad now have to become number one in service and in creating your bodiless stage. Do you want to become this? When? In 1999 or the year 2000? Don't say when, say now. You have to give the practical proof of the sustenance you have received from the Avyat Father. Father Brahma became Avyat and Karmateet through the stage of being bodiless. You are especially worthy of the sustenance from Avyat Brahma, and you therefore have to give the Father the response of the aviat sustenance in the form of becoming bodiless, in the form of a balance between doing service and your stage. Is this okay? Do you agree? You have to do this. Bapdada isn't thinking that you should say, "We will see about it," or "We will think about it." No, you have to do this. Say in your own language, "I have to do this." All of those who are watching on the TV, are all of you also saying this? Bapdada is seeing that whether you are watching on the TV in Bharat or abroad, everyone has the enthusiasm for definitely doing this. I definitely have to do this. Congratulations in advance, Acha. Then to those who have come from abroad for the first time, guests who have come for the retreat, stand up too. This is very good. All of you will claim number one. This is meeting the guests who stayed on after the retreat. It is very good. You came here as guests and have claimed a right to the Father. You have claimed all rights, have you not? Are you one with all rights? Now continue to move forward. Then Bapdada meeting the trustees of Global Hospital. You are all double trustees. One thing is to be a trustee while living at home, and the other is to be a trustee while living in the hospital. You are the trustees of the hospital and also trustees of your life. It is good. The hospital is serving souls as well as bodies, so double service is taking place. Therefore, the souls who are instruments for this continue to receive double blessings. You have made very good plans. Take a chance to do service means to become a chancellor. Not that kind of worldly chancellor, but a chancellor of the spiritual university. It is good. Those from Australia are going to hold a large program during the Olympic Games. Their plan was shown to Bapdada. Where there is zeal and enthusiasm, everyone is united in one direction. Success is guaranteed. It is good. You may do this. Glorify Baba's name abroad. This is very good. To all those who have come from Bharat, have the special intoxication that Bapdada incarnates in Bharat, and that when he comes to meet them, he comes in Bharat. So you have double intoxication, do you not? Bharat gave the message to the lands abroad, so Bharat has found its family abroad and made it into one family. This is why the children from Bharat are always so important. The importance of Bharat is going to increase, and so this also means the importance of the people of Bharat. Therefore, all the children, new and old, who have reached here, have come with a lot of love. Bapdada is happy to see the love of all the children, and also the cooperation in the service they do everywhere. The children are also constantly happy. Do you remain happy? Never allow your happiness to reduce. This is a special treasure from the Father. Therefore, never let go of your happiness. Constantly remain happy. Acha. To the most fortunate ones everywhere, to those who are the masters of the most elevated treasures. to the knowledgeable souls who constantly keep a balance between doing service and their stage. To the souls who are full of all powers. To the souls who are constantly free from bondage and liberated in life. Bapdada's love, remembrance and namaste. Blessing. May you become an embodiment of success by cooperating in God's task and thereby receive everyone's cooperation. When there is everyone's zeal and enthusiasm, success itself comes so close that it becomes a garland around your neck. Everyone's finger of cooperation is needed for any big task. Each one has a chance to serve. No one can make an excuse that you cannot do that or that you do not have time. While walking and moving around, do service, if even for just 10 minutes. If your health isn't good, then do service while sitting at home. With your mind, with your attitude of happiness, and with your stage that gives happiness, create a world of happiness. Cooperate in God's task, and you will receive everyone's cooperation. Slogan: remain set on your seat of a lord of matter, and you will not become upset in adverse situations. Om Shanti.